Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning and good Friday. It's not Good Friday, but hopefully you're having a good Friday. Off to a good start here. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, broadcasting from Patriot Hill Territory and from inside the wire, inside the safe haven and refuge for God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots called the American Redoubt, which the left is either baffled by and they can't figure out what it is. They don't know what to make of it, or they instantly want to label it as extremist or right-wing, radical, homophobic, xenophobic, something that's just...
Oh, wait, you got to throw in white supremacist in there.
And
racist.
That's actually should be right at the top of the list, right, to follow their pattern of...
Yeah, along with
labeling.
Deplorable and all that other stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, this is deeply held patriot territory, but it does not mean that the enemy isn't in the wire. The enemy is inside the wire. We've got some stuff we're going to be bringing to you, and they are pressing from within and from without. The fight's on, patriots. And so we need you to rise up and get ready to defend your heritage and your nation and everything we care about, right?
That's right. And by the way, good morning to all of you. Happy Fired Up Friday. And, you know, there's much reason to be fired up as well for today. So we've got some great news. But anyway, so we'll get to it.
Yes, absolutely. So, oh, man. First of all, don't forget, you can learn more by going to radiofreeredoubt.com, clicking on the Listen to RFR tab up there. There's our weekly podcast is the Saturday show, the weekly morning commute, and also podbean.com is radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com is where all of our shows are archived. So you can download those, save those, and share those with your like-minded friends and family. And by the way, thank you guys for helping to spread the word. Lady Liberty has the word of God in her hand before her, and we want to, before we go any further, find out what the word of the day is for today. And I will pull up my notes so I don't have to keep asking you every single time you put out the, well, maybe the listeners appreciate it being repeated. I'm not sure, but go ahead.
Okay. All right. So the word of the day for today, Friday, is coming to us from Psalm chapter 100, verse 2. So short and sweet. It reads, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." And so, I don't know, that just, that's what the word of the day is today. So, you know, keep in mind, that was like what we were reading about from Deuteronomy that says that the people were cursed. They ended up being cursed because they would not serve the Lord with joy and gladness.
Joyful hearts, yeah.
Joy and gladness, yeah. And so... I guess what are you if you're not serving him joyfully and with gladness? Are you just a complaining, grumpy servant you know, what is the opposite of that, right? And so a reluctant, lazy servant, maybe, you know?
It could be.
It's important to figure out what the opposite would be so that you can kind of do a self-check and make sure, yes, that's right. It is, you are supposed to come before him with joy and gladness and singing and
before his presence with singing.
Yes.
And while you're on your morning commute, you got the windows rolled up. Nobody can hear you.
You
can let it rip.
Yes. If that were me, that would have to be the case because if anybody but God heard me sing, I think nobody else would forgive me. So, you know, in reference to the singing, I ran across another scripture, that goes along with that, that reads, it's from Acts 16, verse 25, that reads, "At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them."
Wow.
How cool is that?
That is cool.
I don't recall ever reading that before.
Yeah, just throwing down jailhouse rock. That's where that came from.
Oh, that's awesome.
They were singing
that's
it.
That's where Elvis got it.
Belting it know? Out. Yeah. Who knows? Hey, he had a gospel music background.
He did, yes.
At Racing Church. He knew right from wrong.
He was a devout Christian. without a doubt. But it struck me, you know, first of all, it was midnight. They were singing at midnight, praises to God. And to think of them doing that in prison, you know who that reminds me of is Todd Engle. You know, there he was falsely and wrongfully accused, and he spent 4 years of his life. 4 years of his life were stolen from him. Yeah, four and a half stolen from him through false accusations. And there he was in prison ministering to all the other people there in prison, and he saved a huge handful of very diehard criminals, right?
Yeah, led some hard cases to the Lord. Very, so inspiring.
Yeah. And
his story is just inspiring. I just wish we've been so busy the last 2 weeks since we saw him at the Prepper Expo. By the way, if you don't remember, or if you're a new listener, Todd Engle spent 4.5 years in prison. He was convicted of a bunch of trumped up charges. It was reprehensible. He was very clearly a political prisoner. It's completely distorted. Well, it was to send a message to the Patriots who were involved with the Bundy Ranch incident. It was a huge black eye for the federal government who were overstepping their bounds. They were acting unlawfully. So they wanted some people to really – they wanted to make examples out of some people. And his whole case was completely overturned because the court found, you know, just wrong – it was just wrong on so many levels. And in fact, unlawful, illegal.
Right. Yep.
And it's not over yet, but he is free now. And his slate's been wiped clean as if he had never been to prison. He can vote. He can own firearms. It's as if he had never been to prison, except, like you said, 4.5 years of his life stolen from him.
Yep.
And there are some lawyers that are chomping at the bit to shred those who are involved in the federal government over that ordeal. And it is going to be good to see justice served. But what an amazing, huge, amazing heart Todd has.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Haven't been able to see him in the last 2 weeks. We've just been going, going, go, 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 right. go, nonstop.
Well, and I had asked him when we were having lunch with him and several other people, I asked him, you know, are you angry? Are you absolutely furious about the time stolen from you? Are you... what is your state of mind? Are you vengeful? Are you angry? And he said, oh, no, none of it, none of that at all. Obviously, the Lord put me there because I need to minister. I needed to minister and bring his word to those prisoners. And yeah. I went, whoa,
yep,
that's
and he did.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Now, he didn't want to be, he would prefer not to be there and he'd prefer to be free. And he looked forward to that moment. But while he was in it, he's like, I'm going to do the Lord's work here.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see this, even like a pastor, John MacArthur, say, hey, if they're going to send me to jail for holding church that's in America, right. I'll yep. start a Christian, yep. start a prison ministry.
Prison ministry, he goes, I haven't done that before.
Yeah, and that's the ideal that we need. Obviously, we long to be free, and we want justice to be done, and we don't want anybody, including ourselves, to go to prison unjustly.
Right.
But... if you are, whatever situation you're in, you trust in him to get you through it and to be used by him to advance the kingdom, whether you're in prison or whether you're outside of prison or whatever.
That's right. Serve the Lord with gladness. And no kidding, he would be an exact testament to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just so encouraging. But there's some things that unfortunately are discouraging, but we need to be aware because for our situational awareness...
right.
We've got a lot to cover, and yesterday we were talking about this article with the Idaho Freedom Foundation, bringing the citizens' awareness, bringing to our awareness the teachers' strike. The teachers' union, as we know, are backed strong communist influences and ties in our public education system, especially in the teachers' unions. They are saying, you know, we need to have more masks, more lockdowns, more social distancing between students, and we need to have virtual classes and or you're subjecting the teachers to danger and the students, and they're playing this, milking this lie, this pandemic lie. And so they're saying because the Idaho has chosen to go back to school, well, they're striking now. And that has always been a tactic of the unions, which have always been rooted in socialist communism,
right,
is unions. And I know they've done some good in the past, but pretty much just like the Democrat Party, they've been almost, I don't know of a union that maybe this doesn't apply to, heavily influenced by leadership that are driven by Marxist ideologies. And so we're seeing this now. And you see, there is, somebody just sent this to me. Let's see, yeah, we got enough time to get into a couple of minutes of this to start trying to lead into this. There is an outfit, an organization called Pacific Northwest Community Action Network. Now listen up, American Redoubt. The American Redoubt is not a survivalist movement. The American Redoubt is not a white supremacist movement to have our own white nation, or any of the other lies that the ignorant left who doesn't understand it, who are threatened by conservative, patriotic minded, self-reliant citizens strengthening an area demographically, strategically relocating to an area that's already conservative and making it so strong that they could not penetrate it effectively. That scares them. So it is a strategic, the American Redoubt is a strategic relocation of like-minded, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots who want to preserve the principles and our heritage that America was founded on. That simple. Including being self-reliant. So if there is a major catastrophic event, you know, a major disaster, we'd be able to weather through it just fine and come out the other side and be able to rebuild something that could maintain and restore our nation's principles and our heritage, right?
Right, exactly. That's the whole backbone of the whole idea.
So here we are with this organization called Pacific Northwest Community Action Network. Whenever you see community action, red flags should be going up. It's called the Week of Action, November 4th through the 11th of this year. That's what this is titled. You can go look it up. It's PNW Community Action Network. And it's at .noblogs.org. I've seen that a lot. Noblogs is usually tied to these leftist groups. Week of Action. What kind of action? Well, they got a picture of this person with their fist in the air, wearing a mask, sitting down. I don't know if a chair or a wheelchair or something with the red triangle in the back. A broad-based community coalition asked the people of the Pacific Northwest to take action in workplaces, neighborhoods, and mutual aid groups to oppose. Listen to the, see how many communist buzzwords you can identify in this. This is what's being spread around, okay? First of all, Week of Action, right there. People's Strike, which is the breadboard type of poster this activist is wearing on the front of their chest. A broad-based community coalition, right there, community coalition, asked the people of the Pacific Northwest to take action in workplaces, neighborhoods, and mutual aid groups to oppose authoritarianism and racially motivated violence, which, you know, we're plagued with here in the inland Pacific Northwest. In the wake of the upcoming election, an opening rally for a Week of Action will occur at noon on Wednesday, November 4th, at the North Park Blocks, where we will hold space throughout the day.
Well, so this kind of proves that they presuppose that Biden's toast. He doesn't have a chance.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, after the break, we're going to get to that because it's exactly, they're saying the election results aren't you know, a foregone conclusion. They're not certain. However, we do know that Trump has been seeding the whole field with lies and, you know, spreading lies about, what do you want to call it, election fraud, which, of course, never happens.
Yeah, right.
It's virtually non-existent.
Yes.
So, anyway, yeah, we'll talk about that after the break. But segment one here was brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, giving you the home field advantage to overcome threats by planning and equipping and training in your home, at your business, on your property, from your vehicle, providing customized self-defense training. Strategic Self-Defense is the website. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the land of the patriots. Stay right there.
By the way, the 200,000 people that have died on his watch, how many of those have survived?
It's down to the wire, and we Christian patriots have a duty. Christians make up the largest demographic who are not registered to vote. They also make up the largest voting bloc of registered voters who do not vote. If you don't do your duty as a citizen, you bear the responsibility for the condition of our nation, our states, and your local government. In a representative republic, the people get the government they ask for. And when they don't represent, they get the government they deserve. I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
China unleashed the virus onto the world, and only a Trump administration will hold them accountable. And if this administration, if I don't get elected in a little while, 20 days, China will own the United States. I can tell you that.
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men.
All right, we're back. Segment two with the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the podcast by authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Lady Liberty, good morning and welcome to segment two to you.
Well, thank you, and to you too. You know, I'm sorry, but I absolutely love that quote by Biden. Of the 200,000 people that have died on his watch, he wonders how many have survived.
I know. Of the 20, of the 200 million, of the 200,000 people have died on his watch. How many of those have survived? Well, geez, let me do the math. I think there's 200 million that have been dead.
Yes, yes.
And that's just Rathdrum, Idaho,
yeah, right.
Just this week.
I know. And they're all registered voters, too.
Well, they are now.
And they're going to still vote.
Yeah, if you're dead, you are now a registered voter.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Oh, geez. Okay, so... Now, see, I'm not done here, man. I could go through this, and I will if we have time, but I just want to slam through a list of things since we're doing communist buzzwords that's in this document from the Pacific Northwest Community Action Network. They're calling for action November 4th through the 11th. How many of their principles, they're united under the following principles? And you get to keep score, just grade yourself on how many communist slogans and what do you want to say? Communist?
Let's see. False accusations.
It's a communist mantra, communist terminology. There we go.
Right.
All right. Number one, no Trump, no election theft. Of course, communists are great for about, you know, stealing elections. All right. Black Lives Matter and racist policing. Three, decolonize. This is indigenous land. Number four, mutual aid. Share resources, comrade. Number five, neighborhood organizing. Build neighborhood assemblies. Number six, take direct action. Disrupt business as usual. Number seven, housing is a right. Resist evictions. Number eight, reproductive justice, defend the right to choose, except for the baby. You don't get to choose.
Except for the vaccine.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You don't get to choose what happens to your body when we have a vaccine ready for you, but we'll talk about that when the time comes, comrade. Number nine, strike for power. Our labor is ours. That is purely communist there.
Yep.
Number 10, build urban-rural connections. No, keep the urban out of rural.
Yep.
11, solidarity with all oppressed peoples, unless, well, we decide you're
unless
not oppressed.
They are oppressing us.
Right. 12, we protect us. We defend ourselves. I think the Muslims would be all for that. They don't have to follow American laws. Number 13, migrant justice and border militarization. Number 14, support worldwide liberation. Stop the global fascist agenda. The only time I've ever seen them allude to being anti-globalist.
I know. That is, what the heck? It's like saying...
Let me read that again.
Saying yes, no at the same time, right?
Support worldwide liberation. Stop the global fascist agenda.
Yep.
They're confused. They're well, they don't even know what they're saying. They're just like, yeah, you know, like pizza for everybody. Yeah. You know, they.
I know. So. I know. Yep.
Anyway, blast through those. Now, you've got some stuff from the, I don't know.
Well, from the Epoch Times, there's some important backup information for what I was going over yesterday. That we are talking about from General Robert Spalding and also Attorney General William Barr, who is declaring that China is our biggest threat right now. And so this is a follow-up article from, like I was saying, the Epoch Times. That the title of this article is called Chinese Regime Hackers Are Targeting U.S. Defense and Security Networks. And the National Security Agency on October 20th warned that hackers linked to the Chinese regime are targeting America's national defense and security networks and urged networks to take preventative measures.
Yeah.
And so they go on to say that in an advisory that Chinese state-sponsored malicious cyber activity is one of the biggest threats to the Pentagon information networks, national security systems, and the defense industrial base. And so... that's pretty major right there. To say that, so they're funding elected officials, and they are threatening the removal of those funds for campaigns for those elected officials if they put out any resolutions or bills that the Chinese don't like, right? So they've got elected officials under their thumb of you know, campaign support and all this other garbage.
That's right.
And then, you know, they're heavily involved now in attempting to hack our entire, security network, according to the, targeting U.S. defense and security networks. And
right.
So, I mean, it doesn't stop. Then they have their 10 million man, hacker bandit army working across our social media and taking in petabytes of data to manipulate global opinion as well as American opinion through all of our social media.
Yes.
And so I just want to keep bringing this up and putting it in front of the people because they want Biden. They really, really want Biden.
Oh, in a bad way.
Yeah. And so it really does. It looks to me like they are going to try to puppet their way into the complete takeover of this country. You know, so they're going to pay for these people's campaigns to get into office. They will do everything that they possibly can, and they're, you know, hack our defense systems and all this other stuff. So this is all going on right now underneath our noses unless we get rid of them. So, you know, I just say my hat's off to all the intelligence agencies and the Attorney General, who is now setting up plans to prosecute and all of these kind of things. We need to get them out as soon as possible.
Absolutely. We need to be hunting for them. We need to be hunting communists under every rock. We need to kick over every rock within our government, within our education system, our all of our institutions, our financial, economic institutions,
right,
throughout everywhere in our government, high and low, locally, all the way up to, I mean, you know, I don't care if they are a driver for a senator, or if they're actually in our government as a contractor or what, they've got to go. They need to root them out.
Right. And like Dr. Anders Kaur was saying that, you know, that we talked about before, that the United States should close down the Chinese consulate in New York, like immediately.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
So just wanted to put that out there and keep that in front of everyone so that people are aware.
Yeah. McCarthy was right in my book. A lot of libertarian-minded friends of mine, well, you can't do that. You can't just – it's unconstitutional. And look, what these guys are doing is illegal.
Right.
It is – they can still have due process, but – they don't get to hide behind the First Amendment and say, I have my right of expression, free expression. And I'm protected by the First Amendment to advance communist ideals.
And that's not true. That's not true, because that would supplant Article 4, Section 4, which says that we're guaranteed a Republican form of government.
And if you are scheming to implement any other system, you're conspiring to commit a crime.
And that is unconstitutional.
Absolutely. To usher in any other system besides a republic.
Right.
And so this is what the communists here are saying. We want to rule ourselves, right? That's exactly what those advancing Sharia law are arguing for. The article that I just covered, Pacific Northwest Coalition, Community Action Network, rather, that's one of the things they're calling for is, let us support, where was it? We protect us. We defend ourselves. That's what those who are advancing Sharia law are trying to say. And right, and there's an article that just came out under bearingarms.com where the California Black Lives Matter leader says we need to be armed. We need to be independent from the system and to be educated and informed. So they want to police themselves.
Right.
Not going to happen.
No.
Not going to work.
No.
Anyway, that was a lot of information, folks. But, man, you just have a blessed rest of the day and a blessed weekend. Join us right here Monday morning, 7 a.m. for the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Friday and a great weekend, and blessings to all of you.